You are listening to WERALP Arlington, Virginia, 96.7. Hi, I'm Carol Campbell. This is Music Alley. We're so excited to have Into House Susan Rowe. She's a singer-songwriter from Alexandria, and she's about to release a new CD called Lessons in Love. She has a lot of accolades from a lot of close friends and peers. One, I just got to read you. I laughed out loud when I heard this. Ruthie from Ruthie and the Wrangler says, "Damn Susan and her amazing songs." Some of her other reviewers have said she can't write a bad song. And a member of SAW, that's the Songwriters Association of Washington, said she's one of the best songwriters there is. One of the best, period, full stop. She won the Silver Award in 2017. Susan, we are so excited to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know what?
Because, hi, Susan.
Hey, Marco.
Per Marco, I think we're going to jump right into a song because we're so excited to get started showing Arlington all your new stuff.
And the whole D.C. area.
And the whole D.C. area, of course. Ready? All right. Let's bring it. It's Why.
The stars are skipping across the sky, but tell me why? I hardly notice them at all. The words keep running through my mind, but when I try, I just can't speak my heart. Frozen here just like a stone, alone and dying. Just go home and do my own thing. Baby, this ain't what I call love. We've both been down this road before. Gotta wonder why. It will be different this time. I always crave just a little bit more. Sometimes I try just a little too hard. I wish that I could take my time. Just in such a hurry to get myself some peace of mind, to ditch this world, to find something I call love. Just in such a hurry to get myself some peace of mind and ditch this world to find something I call love. Sometimes you're still so sweet to me. Gotta wonder why? It can't still be that way. Que sera, what will be's what will be. And I say my. Thinking back, I do remember when it was a dark and stormy night. My dreams were haunted. You woke me up and held me tight. I felt so wanted. Baby, that's what I call love.
Yeah, that's Why off her soon-to-be-released CD, Lessons in Love. Susan Rowe, welcome to Music Alley.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, so what were you saying? This is like chapter one of the CD, which is...
Things go south.
Okay, how candid do you want to get with that? Tell us.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of my songs are autobiographical, and therapy for me to work through things I'm going through, and I have gone through a breakup recently, and this is just one of those songs... it's about how, why aren't things the way they should be? Why aren't things the way they used to be?
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, I don't know if you can hear it, but I was thinking of the Everly Brothers kind of harmony in this song when I wrote it.
Totally. There's a real vibe there that captures mm-hmm. that. And also, you were saying earlier that this is a piano song, but you don't consider yourself a pianist. Is that right?
No. Actually, this was written on guitar, but we added piano later.
She's actually quite a fine piano player.
I believe that.
Right.
Believe
that. But what we did was, which was really cool in the studio, is we'd lay the tracks down, and then Mark would send me home with our bass track, so I could work out a piano part, because we tried not to just add instruments, just to add them. So I feel good about the piano parts.
Plus, she's a shy piano player.
So. What does that mean?
I don't know, because we know I'm not shy.
Indeed. I love it. It sounds really good. And there's, you were also saying it was a little bit of a therapy for you. This whole album, then, was a therapy regarding the breakup. And do you want to talk a little bit more about how that, what that process was like?
Not just the breakup, but I found... The last year, really, when I started writing again, I found that you have to dig a little deeper. In other words, I'd play my songs out, and people would respond, but as I'm going through it, I'm going, oh, my God, here comes verse two. I'm not really going to rhyme blue again, am I? You know, and I started to realize that if I spend a little bit more time, one, it's a better song, and two, I get something out of it. I learn and grow a little bit when I'm more honest, which means looking at both sides. If you listen to my songs, there's some pointing the finger, but there's also the finger always ends up pointing back at me.
Yeah, sure. So. And the introspection thing, I think that's really apparent in all your work. We're going to listen to another song in just a second. But yeah, there's something about self-awareness and something about when you say digging deeper, I mean, it really is the inner gaze, right? It's really about learning about who we are deep at our core. What is the essence
of... And learning to explain it so that other people understand it. That's the hard part. The really interesting part about a good songwriter is that, yeah, you understand the inner core, but how do you get someone else to feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And you
right.
got that pretty darn good, kiddo.
Well, I've learned that, people care about your music so much as so far as it connects with them.
Right.
That's right.
And that's the challenge.
That's right. Microcosm, macrocosm. It's so funny how are these individual, the language that we use that just speaks to something that's so personal still connotes something so universal, right? Yeah, good. Can we go to another song now, Marco?
Of course, gladly. My pleasure.
Okay, good. We're going to listen to Blue River off the new CD yet to be released, Lessons in Love, Susan Rowe. Let's hear it. We'll come back and talk about it.
Now I believe in mysterious love. I believe in things I cannot see. I believe I'll never get enough of the way I feel when you look at me.
You're my own blue river,
rolling through my heart, rushing to the sea. Sing to me a song of the love that's meant for me. Well, they say all things will change with time, and from what I've seen, that's sad but true. So baby, take me in your arms, and I'll open like a rose for you.
You're my own blue river.
Deep and dark and wide, it is the story of your heart.
Oh, blue river.
I feel you running dry, and it's tearing me apart.
Last night I watched you as you slept, watched, dreamed, and watched you sigh. No matter what goes down, that memory's kept, safe behind these tears I cry. Oh, Blue River, cry.
So I sing this song in my favorite key, and I draw it out till time stands still. I never meant for it all to be about me, and my constant need for that constant thrill.
You're my own blue river.
baby, sing your song, calm me down tonight.
Oh, Blue River,
promise me again, everything will be alright. Everything will be alright.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Blue River, baby.
That is so lovely.
That is one of my favorite ones. Now, Susan, you were continuing to talk about how this song also then represents a breakup, right? And you...
So this song was written in two parts. Mm-hmm. I had, for a long time, I had the verses, but I had no melody for the chorus. And this song's a perfect example of why I'm a songwriter. Without a good melody, I just can't get excited about all the hard work that goes into writing lyrics. And so it set for a while, and I woke up singing the Blue River part of the chorus. And I went in the living room and started playing it, and I thought, you know, I wonder if that other thing would fit in with this. And it fit like a hand in glove. In fact, my partner at the time came out and said, which is always a good sign, is that your song?
Nice.
Which there was a lot of doubt there.
No,
but again, a good sign that it just fell together. But there's a lot in this song about just the beauty of falling in love too.
Oh yeah, I feel that, and that's the whole river thing, that whole timeless feeling, that whole you're completely immersing yourself in something that's wild and free and onrushing and continuous, and it's always going to be there, right? Yeah, I feel that in the song so much. You also said, you know, this idea of. Twice now in the recent conversations we've had, you've talked about hearing the music in a dream. And I love that because I remember reading somewhere in the last couple of years about how there's a Native American nation that believes that when you dream of a song, you've reached the land of truth.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So this kind of like really kind of fits that. So do you hear a lot of stuff in dreams?
Well, here's the way it works. I do find all the time that I do the best I can with working things out with my cognitive thinking. And then I always keep my phone by my bed because I often wake up in the middle of the night with the answer to the question that I could not find. Whether it's the words from the top of the page go better with the bottom, whether it's a simple flipping thing around or melody.
I love that so much.
Because, you know, the unconscious mind will work for you.
Absolutely. And they've proven, like, there's all these studies now that show that we are using a different part of our brain. There's a different chemical process going on when we take our problems to bed with us and we can, like, go through and process it. Even our weird, like, oh my gosh, this is just another like anxiety dream, it's actually your body is recognizing an issue on a deeper level.
Right.
And so to use that as like a strength rather than, oh no, I had another nightmare. You know, it's like, oh, this is me dealing with that fear, coping with that and understanding it differently.
Right. And I you're absolutely right. I always try to say things that are true, whether they're hard on me or not. And I feel that songwriting is a very spiritual thing. And a lot of you can get a lot of argument that God speaks to us through dreams. It's all through the Bible.
Sure.
Yeah, all the help I can get.
Yeah, that's right. All the help we can get. Let's listen to another song. I want to go forward because I really want to get as many songs in today. Susan's stuff is just so good. So I think the next song we're going to listen to is LGB Tender. Do you want to set this up for us a little bit, Susan?
So this is a love song. And I think the reason that this is successful and people respond really well to this song is we live now in a world of they and us and them. And LGBT issues are still an other thing to a lot of people. And to hear a beautiful love song about two people in love is simply that.
Okay, I've got a couple questions for you. And this is regarding some of the lyrics that I heard in the song. Actually, let's listen to it and then come back and talk about the lyrics.
Yes, ma'am.
LGBT.
LGBT tender, LGBT true tonight. LGBT tell me all of the things that you like. I'll be your cup of coffee, I'm the girl by your side, who opens up your heart and shuts the door on your pride. I'll fall into your kisses inside. LGBT true, LGBT tender. True, my love.
hear it enough. You know the world will never love us for the way that we are, but all of that don't matter when I'm here in your arms, kissing in the back of your car. Held you be true, held you be tender, we are. Mix it up and shake it up and looking for love, and we find it in the strangest places. You can spend your whole life, baby, being something you're not, or you can take my hand and walk with me. We'll go down, 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 down into the secret places. Held you be tender, held you be true, my babe. Held you be tell me the world will always treat us this way. I saw you through your darkness, babe, you saw me through mine. If together we're forever, well, that suits me just fine. You know I still get lost in your eyes, it always will be. For you and me, held you be true, held you be tender, held you be true, held you be tender.
LGB Tender. I love that song so much. You know, Susan,
thank you.
You're okay. This, you can use this as a review if you want, because this is when I was listening to your CD, I was just so taken by how your lyrical voice takes on this authentic conversation between you and love. You know, and it's and I think that it's that the representation of authenticity that brings us to a place where we just feel like we're meeting you at that place, that crossroads of process, of the aha moment, of the, oh, here's the wisdom in all this. And so, and I really feel that. So speaking of LGB tender, like one of the first words in those lyrics are, the world will never love us the way we are. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, again, the song is laced with the issues of the LGBT community, mm-hmm. LGBTQ community.
Sure.
You know, and feeling like we were on the outside of things. And all the struggles.
Yes.
I've been very lucky. Many brothers and sisters are not so lucky.
Well, yes. You worked also very hard.
Yes. What, and there's another line in there. What are the secret places? It's not just genitalia,
hey,
right? We're talking not
you know,
beyond
funny?
Just the sex, right?
Several people have talked about, oh, that's actually a sexual reference, and it wasn't in my mind.
I believe you.
It was a spiritual place.
I knew it. I knew it. Like a deep recess of the inner heart, or like, is it part of some kind of sanctuary of the...
See, I never thought of it as a sexual thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the first thing
it's the secret places that only two people can go together.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so well represented in this song.
That says a lot about you, Carol.
Two places people can go, in those places. I definitely have a strange secret sanctuary.
I think I
okay.
Need to go
we're
to
gonna
a
move
cold
on.
Shower.
We're gonna move on. Okay, so let's go to another song, also titled track from the CD, "Lessons in Love." Let's listen to "Lessons in Love."
I've tried so hard to not write this song, that I started to dream it. You said so many times I was wrong, I almost believe it. It ain't I don't love you, don't say I don't love you. For once can't you just let it ride? Come sit with me, friend, watch the moon rise again, and remember tomorrow's not tonight. Oh, so hard, so hard.
lessons in love, looking over our shoulder, so afraid that it's over. Sometimes I wonder so far from the lessons in love. Only you can remind me, with your kisses come find me. Be my lesson in love. Start out with longing, but always end up with desire. As hard as I try, things always start to catch on fire. But it don't matter anymore. It's like the South and the Civil War. It's over, go home. I'm not changing my story, you're not changing your story. And I know you don't like to be wrong. Oh, so hard, these lessons in love. I wish that they could go easy, but they never go easy. Sometimes we wander so far from the lessons in love. Well, I'll be there to remind you. In the darkness I'll find you. I'll be your lesson in love. The hardest thing, just to learn to be loved, to be precious, needed and fine, to give the keys that you hold to somebody else, and to open your heart and your life. Oh, holy lessons in love, and do they go on forever? Yes, they go on forever. Sometimes we wander so far from the lessons in love. Then in our prayers we remember, just in time we remember, such are the lessons in love.
We're having too much fun here.
Hey, that's good. Susan, you're good.
She is.
Yes.
One of the things I love about Susan's music is that it's all the songs are less than 4.5 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, a sign of good songwriting is that you can say what you need to say in 3 minutes plus a little solo.
Okay.
This song here is the longest song on the record at 4 minutes and 16 seconds, which is amazingly brief for the longest song on the record.
Yes.
Elvis Costello was like that too. Every song was like 2.5-3 minutes long.
Right.
And you know, you don't feel ripped off. You don't feel ripped off because it's a great song, and you've really got, you were taken to that place, and you were able to indulge yourself in that place. So
yeah,
it's a sign of good songwriting. And that was the lovely Tiffany Shanto.
Yeah, boy,
violin,
I think,
and backing vocals.
Does she do her own like solo work, or is she pretty much just
She's done some. She is a regular player for Vim and Vigor.
Yeah, love that.
And she's presently helping with Susan Moore's record, and she does a lot of stuff.
Very cool. So, Susan, I want to ask you about a line of the song early on in Lessons in Love, the song we just listened to. As you say, tried so hard not to write the song, I started to dream it. Yeah. We talked a little bit about your dreams already. Why did you try so hard not to write the song?
Because at first the song wasn't what it ended up in being. It was a pointing finger song. And I think that my partner at the time had every right to go, you know, I don't think you need to share that with the world. And when I decided to really, when I started dreaming about it, I was dreaming about it from another angle, again, pointing the finger back at me, and about that it's all part of our journey, you know.
Totally.
This whole love thing.
The whole love thing and the whole writing thing, writing is therapy thing, right? Because think
Absolutely.
About this process that you just went through to help you get back to center. Fabulous. So one more thing. Do your songs write themselves?
Songs are like children to me. Some are easy, get straight A's and full scholarships, and some never move out.
Tear the 20-somethings in the basement.
So, yeah, they do have a mind of their own. And
I
you have to let them go that way.
Yeah.
You can't have like Lessons in Love started out, the original title was Crazy Boy.
Right.
And it would never have been as halfway good of a song as
right.
it is. Right.
No, it needed to go through that journey, like right. you're saying. Right. That's really good. Yeah, for those of us who are songwriters and we try to force it, you try to force it into a certain box. That's a really good lesson to learn, I bet.
It works.
We have a lot to talk about still before we wind it up, unfortunately. But people need to hear what's going on with you. You've got some gigs coming up, and you've got the CD release going on.
I do. Well, the CD will be available. You can just check my website on December 1st.
Okay.
A bunch of gigs coming up at the Cafe Saison on Thursday Songs on December 27th. I'll be there. That's in Arlington. The Velvet Lounge on January 18th in D.C. The Music Cafe on the 30th of January. And then in April, I'll be doing the Homegrown Coffee House in Accokeek, Maryland.
Wow, that's good stuff.
See you guys there.
Absolutely.
So these are going to be on your website?
They are already on my website.
Okay, so what is your website?
SusanRowe.org.
Spell it.
SusanRowe.org.
Nice.
Not com, because I couldn't afford .com.
wait, .com was more? Oh,
yeah,
someone
owned it already.
Oh, wow. Isn't that interesting? So are you already writing new music? What are you doing right now? I mean, well, the thing is, you're so prolific. I just got to ask, right?
I'm very lucky that I never run out of ideas. I usually have two or three songs vying for my attention.
Nice.
Yeah, I probably have 10 to 12 songs since this has come out that I'm ready to go back in the studio as soon as I can get money.
Fantastic.
I get a little anecdote. There was not a single day in the whole process where Susan didn't walk in the studio, her eyes wide open in shaking anticipation with this new song that is just the best thing she's ever seen or heard in her entire life.
I just love that.
And she'd play it for me, and of course it was wonderful. They're all great. Some of them ended up on the record.
I was going to say, some of them did.
Yeah. Yes, wonderful. Just love it. Well, Susan, we love having you on.
Oh, it was great
being
here.
Well, let's set up. We're going to listen to one more song on our way out. It's called Other Side of the Mountain. Is that what we decided on, guys?
No, we decided actually on Every Fire Burns Out.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, so go ahead. What is that song about?
Again, this is
all part of that.
It all speaks for itself.
Very good.
It opens up with the line. Actually, I can't remember now. We'll have to play it.
Okay. Well, Susan, best of luck to you. Come back and see us. We're going to be playing your music on Music Alley, and we wish you all the best. We love having you on.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Great. Yeah.
Great,
thanks, Susan. Here. Great deal. All right. So here we are with Every Fire Burns Out.
I'm stuck here with an old song. Too tired to write a new one. Baby, you just wear me out. But not in the same way like we used to in the old days. But that's okay, no harm and no fire. Guess every fire burns out, every dream goes south. At least it feels that way to me. And from where I stand, I'm pretty damn sure there'll be no happy endings here. No use crying about the future we will never see. I gave up trying to convince you to believe in me. Every fire burns out. A single rose on the windshield. And a love note you wrote. Kisses silhouetted against the moon. Still so much of you is a part of me too. A flame so bright and so blue. But
But every fire burns out, every dream goes south. At least it feels that way to me. And from where I stand, I'm pretty damn sure we're no exception to the rule. And no use crying about tomorrows we will never see. I give up trying to convince you what you mean to me. Every fire burns out. There's a world of difference between lonely and alone. We've got to learn to separate the two. Hard, hard lessons we've got to learn them on our own. But I know and you know we do. Every fire burns out, every dream goes south, and yet we try so hard. When everything we love, everything we touch, just seems to slip away. I'd hold your hand, I'd take your hand, but it's just too, too much. But I will always keep a candle lit for you and me, even when the fire burns out. Every fire burns out. Every fire burns out. Every dream goes south. At least it feels that way to me. And from where I stand, I'm pretty damn sure there'll be no happy endings here. No use crying about the future we will never see. I gave up trying to